الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المؤمن مرآة المؤمن. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders and brothers, young ones in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I believe that the hadith that was recited in the khutbah is something that is very, very pertinent to our times. It is a very, very relevant topic to speak about. It is a mukhtasar, very concise hadith. It comprises of three words. But there is an ocean of lessons which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us in this one hadith of his. And it is relevant on different levels of our society. It is relevant for the parents in the upbringing of their children. It is relevant for friends amongst themselves in their social gatherings. It is relevant for scholars when they speak and address each other. It is relevant across the board for government members as well. It is such a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if acted upon, if we practice upon this one hadith which comprises of three words only, we will be on the path of progress, on the path of development, on the path of reformation, without compromising and without creating any type of fight, dispute and quarrel amongst ourselves, if we practice upon this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the hadith is narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. A believer is a mirror for his believing brother. Al-mu'min mir'atul mu'min. Now, look at the words of the hadith. How simple they are. A believer is a brother, is a mirror for his believing brother. That is all the hadith means. But there is an ocean of knowledge in this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In just one meaning of the hadith, which the muhaddiseen have written, they say that what it means is that a mu'min is a mirror for his believing brother. It means that just as how a mirror informs the person who is standing in front of him of his faults, just as how it exposes its faults, the person who is standing in front of the mirror, if he's got a gash on his forehead or a pimple on his cheek, or he's got pink eyes, or he's got a mark on his clothing, just as how that mirror will inform the person standing in front of him about the fault that is on the outer appearance of that person, similarly, a believer informs his believing brother of the faults that are there within him so that he can recognize them, so that he can reform them before going into the public. So this is what basically the hadith means, the translation or the basic meaning of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that a mu'min informs his believing brother of the sins or of any fault that is there within him. Of course, there are so many lessons which we'll go ahead and discuss, inshallah. But the very first lesson, I feel, is this, that we no longer even consider it our responsibility to inform someone that what he is doing is wrong. We do not consider it our responsibility. If someone is performing his salah incorrectly, then, you know, it is his problem, so to say. Whereas, al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min, a believer informs his believing brother about any mistake that is there within him, so that he can reform himself. And on the other hand, the other problem that we have in our community is that the person, if someone plucks up the courage to ever tell someone that what you are doing is wrong, it is incorrect, it requires reformation, then, or what your child is doing is wrong, requires reformation, you should see to him, then the response that we get from the other person is that, you know, mind your own business. Mind your own business. All these aspects are against the dictates of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It will stop our progress, it will stop our development, it will stop our reformation if you do not practice upon this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let us understand, let us go a little bit deeper into the hadith. There are lessons for both people. For the person who is informing his brother about the fault, and for the brother who is being informed about his fault. There is a lesson for him as well in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us look at the one who is being informed about his fault, first of all. The person who is being informed about his fault. So just as how a person does not become angry, does not swear and curse the mirror when he stands before it, and the mirror informs him that you have got a gash on your head, a pimple on your cheek, or a big bark on your clothing. Just as how the person standing in front of the mirror does not become angry with that person, he does not tell the mirror, you know, mind your own business. Similarly, the person who is being informed about his fault should consider the person informing him about his fault as his khairkha, as his well-wisher. There is a poem in the Arabic language which is translated in English, in Urdu. It says, Mera sabse bada khair kha wo hai, jo mujhe apne uyub ka tohfa pesh kare. That the person who is my greatest well-wisher is the one who gives me a gift of my faults. He informs me of what my faults are, so that I can reflect thereon, and it is a means of my reformation. But if we are going to be haughty and proud about the whole thing, then we can forget about progress and development. And not only in the spiritual way of life, but even in our worldly prospects, in worldly aspects of life, if we are haughty, if we have got pride, if we become angry, if we do not allow anyone to inform us about anything that we are doing wrong, then our progress stops there and then. Our progress stops there and then. So, just as how the mirror did not make us our clothing dirty or filthy, the mirror did not create that gash on the forehead, the mirror did not create the pimple on our cheek, the mirror only informed us of it. Similarly, the person who is telling us about our fault, he is not the one who has created that fault within us. He is not the one who has created that fault within us. He is not the one who has hit us or kicked us so as to cause a bruise on our cheek. He is only informing us of it. So why should we become upset and angry with that person? Why should we become angry and upset with the person who is informing us of it? So this is the first lesson that this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us. At least perhaps the third lesson already. First of all, we should accept, we should consider it our duty to inform our Muslim brothers that if they are doing something wrong, then it is our duty to inform them. Many a times, for example, this is, it's a public Jummah gathering. So many a times it happens that the person who is reading Salah in front of us, because the latest fashion is that the jeans must fit right at the bottom of the hip. The jeans must fit right at the bottom of the hip. And the t-shirts are getting shorter and shorter. So many a times it happens that the person is going in sajda and his aura is becoming exposed. Now, has anyone ever plucked up the courage to tell the person in front of him that, look, salah in this manner is not correct because your aura is exposed? And this is becoming more and more common. So it is our responsibility. Of course, how we are going to do it, that is also explained in this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. How we are going to now inform our believing brother of his faults. How we are going to inform him of his faults? That is also in this one concise hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. That the believer is a mirror for his believing brother. Just as how the mirror, when the person stands in front of the mirror, just as how the mirror does not exaggerate in exposing the fault of the person. I'm not talking about the mirrors that make the thin person look very fat, or the fat person make him look very thin. I'm talking about the normal mirrors that we get. So just as how that mirror does not exaggerate, if the pimple is 1 millimeter by 1 millimeter, it informs him that the pimple is 1 millimeter by 1 millimeter. If the gash is of a certain size, then it informs him of that the gash is of a certain size. So similarly, the person who is informing his believing brother about the fault that is there within him, neither does he exaggerate, nor does he out of respect tell him, does he not tell him the full extent of the wrong. Neither does he exaggerate, nor out of respect does he not tell him the full extent of his wrong. He tells him exactly what is wrong with him, without exaggeration. This is another hadith, another lesson that we learn. Here, either we don't tell the person of his fault, or if we tell him, then sometimes out of respect, because he is our elder, out of respect, perhaps we will not tell him the extent to which he is wrong. And therefore, he is not able to reform himself completely. Or if we tell him, then we exaggerate, because of which he becomes disinclined, not interested in reforming. Now look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a great lesson there is for us in this. Then another lesson that we have from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that just as how the person standing in front of the mirror is not scolded at, or rebuked, or shouted at when he stands in front of the mirror full of faults on his outer appearance, the mirror quietly explains to him that, look, you have got a gash on your forehead, or a pimple on your cheek, or a big mark on your clothing. This is the problem that you have, and you should reform yourself. Just as how the mirror does not scold, shout, rebuke, Just like that, the believing brother who informs his brother about his fault does not shout or scold at him when he informs him of the fault. Because the person who is telling his believing brother about his fault, he is telling him because taras kha ke kehta hai. You know, he feels very sorry for him. He wants him to reform. He does not have any ill feelings against his Muslim brother. He wants him to reform. And he's feeling very sorry for him, therefore he tells him. Now if a person is feeling sorry for his believing brother, can such a person ever shout at him, scold him, curse him, when he's informing him about his fault? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Sharif, that ya Rasulullah, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kunta faddan ghaliz al qalb lan faddu min hawlik. That if you were harsh and hard-hearted, if you would scold and rebuke everyone who came to you, lan faddu min hawlik, then people would have run away from you. They would have not come close to you. They would have not accepted the message of Islam. Therefore, on one occasion, a Bedouin came into the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A Bedouin into the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he started urinating in the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are getting angry there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not harsh and hard-hearted. He told the Sahaba, hold on, let him finish. Let him finish. Now imagine what a great, what a disrespectful act it is. Had it been one of us, then perhaps he would have been termed as nothing short of a kafir. Nothing short of a disbeliever. He would have been spared nothing of words in the dictionary. Perhaps he would have been hit and kicked and booted. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whose masjid it is? It is his masjid. Surely we don't have more right on that masjid than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That let him finish. And then after he had completed and finished urinating, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him that these are the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is for ibadat, and it is not respectful that a person urinates in the masjid. You know, kindly, the person was explained. So, just as how that mirror does not shout and scold at the person, similarly, the person who is informing his believing brother does not shout and scold at him, does not curse him. And on the other hand, either we don't tell the person his faults, and if we have to tell him, we feel as though we have been given some sort of mandate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make islah of the world. We feel as though we have been given some sort of mandate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make islah of the world, that this is our work and objective. Our work and objective is only to inform of the person. Results are not in our hand. Whether that person changes or not, that is not in our hand. It reminds me of a verse of poetry of my ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Muhammad Taqi Usmani Sahib, Damat Barakatum, he says, قدم ہو راہِ الفت میں تو منزل کی حوث کیسی؟ قدم ہو راہِ الفت میں تو منزل کی حوث کیسی؟ یہاں تو عین منزل ہے، تھکن سے چور ہو جانا. That if a person is following the shariat, the path of love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can he ever be desirous of reaching his objective, of reaching his destination? Because in this path of love, the objective is to tire yourself. Your objective is to tire yourself. And our objective here is to reform the person. So if we tell him in a nice way, kindly, with soft words, that he should change, then that is all we are mukallaf of. That is all that we are responsible to do. We are not responsible to make him change. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about him, that إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. You cannot guide whoever you want to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide who He wants to. Our responsibility is only to inform the person. Then we go a step further. الْمُؤْمِنُ مِرْآةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Just as how the mirror informs the person only who is standing in front of him about his faults. The mirror does not tell everyone else in the house that this person has got this fault with him, or everyone else in the town that this person has got this fault in him. He needs to reform in this manner, or he has done an act of kufr, for example. Just as how the mirror only informs the person who is standing in front of it, it does not tell everyone else about it. Similarly, al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. The believing brother who tells his brother about his fault does not go about telling the whole town or nation or putting it on the internet that this person has got this fault in him. The believing brother informs his brother, and only that brother, about his fault. Only that brother about his fault. Can you imagine if a person has to practice upon this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many ills our society will be rid of? We will be progressing. We will be on the path of progress, development, reformation. And at the same time, we will not cause any ill feelings, hard feelings with our brothers because of the manner in which we have explained it to them. Then another lesson, that just as how the mirror does not become tired of telling the person who stands in front of it, if the person stands in front of it 100 times in the day, the mirror informs him 100 times in the day. In the same manner, without becoming angry, without exaggerating, without telling anyone else, in the same manner the mirror tells him that look, you have got this fault within you. You need to reform yourself. So just like that, the believing brother does not become tired of telling his brother about the fault. He carries on and continues to tell his believing brother. He does not say, I've told him 100 times. Like there was a person who said, I told you 100 times to stop smoking and now you're still not smoking, I'm not going to tell you again. So the saint of the time said that he did not stop his evil action. He had steadfastness upon his evil action of smoking. But you stopped your good action of telling him to stop smoking. So just as the mirror will not become angry and displeased, similarly, the believing brother does not become angry, does not become tired, does not lose hope. He keeps on informing him, of course, in the manner that is explained in this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In conclusion, our Hazrat Arifi rahmatullah alayhi, Dr. Abdul Haysab, a khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi, he mentioned one thing, and it is an explanation of this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. An explanation worthy to be written in gold. That he says that haq baat, haq niyat se, haq tariqe se agar kahi jaye, to uska zarur asar hoga. He says if we say the right thing in the right manner, with the right intention, then it will most definitely have the right effect. But if one of these three things are missing, if we are saying the right thing in the right manner, but with the wrong intention, the manner is right also. We are calm and cool in explaining to the brother, but our intention is wrong. Our intention is just to expose his fault, or just to tell him to be one up against him. Or we are not saying it out of deep sincerity and out of well wishing for our Muslim brother, then it is not going to have the right effect. And similarly, if we are saying the right thing with the right intention, but we are saying it in the wrong manner, we are shouting and rebuking, cursing and calling him names, then it is never going to have the right effect. And if we are saying the wrong thing, then of course it can never ever have the right effect. So I feel that if we practice upon this one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, consider it our responsibility. It is our responsibility to inform our Muslim brother of their fault. It is our responsibility. If we are not going to inform them, who is going to inform them? How are we going to reform and rectify ourselves? But then the method of how we do it, and the person who is being informed of his faults, for him not to become angry, rather for him to consider the person who is informing him to be his well-wisher. If all these things are encapsulated into our lives, inshallah, the world will become a better place to live in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.